The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
I have this routine I go through in my office before I come out here, and one of those is to pick up the prayers of the church and my sermon. Now, I remembered that I had already put the prayers of the church up on the altar, but I couldn't find my sermon. Then I remembered, since I was in class in Portland all week, I have asked Keith to preach today, and he agreed to do that. And so Keith is going to give the sermon, and I'm going to be able to sit down with Ann. And what I told Keith was, we really appreciate that. That's how I got started, so stand by. I started 20 years ago, so no hurry. Maybe even longer ago than that. I did attend the what's called a Lutheran Mind class in Portland at Concordia University this past week. And I talked quite a bit about it in Sunday school, and I'm not going to talk about it as much here, but just to summarize, we were in class from about 8:30 till 4:30 every day. We had two professors, one from each of the two seminaries that we have. One of them taught doctrine, one of them taught Bible, and it was, for the most part, a good experience. They took very good care of us. They fed us well. They brought food right to our dorm. They brought food to the classroom, and it was good food. For example, on Friday noon, we had salmon and baked beans and fried chicken, and I mean, the food was good. That being the case, I didn't have a lot of time to do much preparation for this week, and so that's why I asked Keith to do that. So we appreciate Keith, and I know you had some. It took some time to do that. You don't just sit down and write a sermon in 15 minutes. At least I don't. Most of the guys I talk to don't. With all of that notwithstanding, we begin this morning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O you who hears prayers, to you shall all flesh come. When iniquities prevail against me, you atone for our transgressions. Blessed is the one you choose and bring near to dwell in our hearts. We sing our opening hymn.
Thank you.
Please stand.
Abba, Father, how easily we turn a deaf ear to your living voice in your word, both when you call us to honest account for our thoughts, words, and actions, and also when you speak graciously of your tender fatherly love for us by living according to our egotistic plans for success. We live in life that we are somehow indebted to the flesh to fulfill its lustful desires. Have mercy on us, O God. Forgive our sins and lead us to everlasting life.
People loved by Jesus, you have not received the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons and daughters, by whom we cry together, Abba, Father. Therefore, as a commissioned servant of Jesus Christ and by his authority, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ Jesus, who has won for all people the spirit of adoption as sons and daughters, have mercy on us. Lord, who lavishly scatters the seed of your gospel over every kind of soil in every human heart, have mercy on us and grant us your peace. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Abba, Father, you have given us the spirit of adoption in the waters of our baptism. Grant that we may come to know you and believe your word that makes us what you always intended us to be, your own beloved sons and daughters, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns in communion and love with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated as the first two lessons are read.
The Old Testament reading is Isaiah 55, chapter 55, verse 10 to 13. For as the rain and the snow comes down from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I propose, and I shall succeed in the things for which I send it. For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up with the cypress. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle, and it will make a name for the Lord, an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle reading is Romans chapter 8, 12 to 17. So then, brothers, we are debtors not to the flesh, to the living according to the flesh. If you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all those who led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. If children, then heirs, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the reading of the gospel. Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter.
Glory be to you, O Lord.
That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. The great crowds gathered about him so that he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some of the seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil.
But when the sun rose, they were scorched. And since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some of them 100, some 60, and some 30-fold. He who has ears, let him hear. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom, and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away that has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. As for what was sown on the rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while, and when tribulation and persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of the riches choke the word and proves unfruitful. As for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, in another 30. This is the gospel of the Lord. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. May be seated as we sing the sermon hymn.
Thank you. Morning. Yeah, I didn't pick that sermon, but that's a good one. You know, last week we were blessed to have the guys from Teen Challenge here in church with us, and you know, they gave a great witness, and I think they provided a really excellent example of something we should aspire to. When the guys were leaving and putting things away and I was getting ready to lock up, there were about three or four of them around. And I asked them, so I said, you know, would you guys mind praying for this church? Because we're in kind of a rough time right now. We're kind of looking for, you know, wishing we had a pastor, and we've got a shrinking congregation, and we just got a lot of problems right now. And they were really eager and said, yeah, of course, absolutely will. And so I was shaking one of the guy's hands as they were about to leave, and he just said, you know, would you pray with me right now? And I said, of course. And then all the other guys came around, and we all got in a tight huddle, or more of a hug, actually. And the guy that was holding my hand started a heartfelt prayer that God's will would be done for this church and for this congregation. And it was, yeah, it was quite a moment, really. And a while after that, the more I thought about it, I felt like I needed to be able to do that for other people who were having trouble in their lives, not just giving them things like food and clothing, but connecting with them spiritually. And you know, I'll tell you right now, that's not something I've really ever been comfortable doing. It just feels foreign to me. I'm not used to being spontaneous. I'm more comfortable reading from hymnal or off of a screen. And you know, writing this sermon, for example, was a big challenge for me. Thanks, Larry. I wanted to use this opportunity, though, to talk about something vital and important without getting really preachy. When I joined this church, I have to admit, it was because I missed going to church. I did it for me. I did it with a selfish motive. But now I've been here for a while and started getting back into studying God's Word, and I feel like I should be doing more. Just showing up every Sunday to this little box that we call a manual doesn't feel like enough. I feel like I'm letting God down. You know, here's why. I see people on the street who will never hear the message through these brick walls. And no matter how good our sound system is, that they'll never get out there. And it occurred to me that, you know, the beauty of these stained glass windows never reaches outside. It's only seen by the people in the church. I think it's time that we step outside of the building and reach out to those who aren't hearing the message of Christ's sacrifice and forgiveness. Now, I know you are all probably a lot like me. If someone comes to you for help, or if you're approached and asked to assist someone in need, you'll happily do it. What I'm getting at is that we should take the initiative to find the people who aren't coming to us for help, that may want or need our help, but haven't thought to ask or didn't know we were even here. So how do we do that? You know, that's a tough question. We could simply go and look for homeless people and try to ask what they need, but that seems like a really risky scenario. You know, you could be walking into a dangerous situation, you know, because we aren't, for the most part, qualified or experienced working with people who likely have problems with addiction or mental health issues. What Emmanuel has chosen to do in terms of outreach is to donate to organizations that are qualified to work with the homeless. And I think this is an excellent solution to getting their belly filled. But I don't know if their spiritual needs are being met. I've never struggled with addiction. I've never had hard times like the people I see on this street. I came from a solid home. I have a wonderful wife. I got a good education. I have a great job. You know, sure, I've been through a few rough patches and things haven't always been perfect, but I've honestly lived a charmed life compared to someone on the street or who's trying to get their next fix. As a result, I have a really hard time imagining how I could even talk to someone in that situation about Christ and what he wants for them. I feel like they'd laugh in my face and tell me I have no clue what it's like in their world. If Jesus loved them, then how do they end up where they are? That would be an overwhelmingly difficult and awkward conversation. I don't know how my witness about my seemingly perfect life would resonate at all with them. In fact, I feel like they'd probably get angry because they'd feel like I was treating them as inferior. After all, my so-called hard times were probably better than any point in their life. I'd like to be better equipped to do this kind or any kind of witnessing. At this point, I feel like I should spend some time with someone like the Teen Challenge guys. They know how to witness effectively to the very people I'm afraid to even talk to. And that's likely because they come from the same history of bad choices. Drug and alcohol addiction, crime, and so forth. These guys who have hit rock bottom and were pulled out of it by the grace of God. And now want to share that with others who have fallen. Hopefully they can teach me ways to share God's word and the gospel of Christ with others. But I also feel that we, Emmanuel, need to look for ways to escape from our walls and spread the word. We need to continue to support the agencies like Fish and others that do good works in our communities, but it's on each of us and all of us to share the word of God. And, you know, I don't mean for it to sound like we don't do anything. We have some awesome people in this congregation that look for every opportunity to reach out to others, like Linda Tedish and Linda Anderson are two people that come to mind immediately. And the Ladies Guild does a ton of great work that we never even hear about. But I know that I personally make excuses about why I can't do more. Yes, I have a job, and I claim that I'm busy. But if I'm brutally honest, I spend more time with my couch than I do with the Lord. I come home after work, I sit around and watch TV, and on Saturday I usually sleep until 10 or so, and I sit around the house some more, I might go to breakfast, I might just watch some more TV. Sometimes my wife has something for me to do, but more often than not, I'm just being bone idle and lazy. So there you go, that's my confession. That's time I could be working for the Lord, and I don't. And starting today, I'm going to try to spend more time trying to spread God's word and the good news of Christ's free gift of redemption. And I pray that some of you will join me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We sing our next hymn.
Thank you.
Please stand for the prayers of the church. Last week after church, I received a couple of requests from William, who is here today with Eva, and we are including the prayers that he requested last Sunday today. We pray for all the people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Spirit of God, we pray that your word might go out from this time and place, be planted and nourished to grow by your Holy Spirit. Use us, Lord, as your instruments to scatter the seeds of your word in all types of soil, that it might bring forth 30, 60, even 100-fold. Lord, in your mercy. Abba, Father, your children are suffering and need your help. Be present with everyone who is afflicted in body, mind, and spirit. Free people who are enslaved by addiction. Use your power to heal and to bring wellness and wholeness to your children, if not in this world, then certainly in the next. We ask that you would strengthen and preserve all who call out to you in illnesses and disabilities, in sorrow and mourning, and in isolation and fear. We lift up especially Paula, Dan, Sue, Dolores, Jerry, Audrey, Piper, and Norm. And we lift up those who cannot be with us today, Tom, Bonnie, Arlen, Jean, Fred, Denny, Karen, and Marion. Hold each of these in your loving arms, strengthen them in their weakness, and bless them with your healing presence. Lord, in your mercy. Abba, Father, we, your children, gather here at your table so that you can nourish us with the precious body and blood of our Lord Jesus, the Savior of the world. From wherever we have strayed and wandered this week, we now return at your bidding with faith in Jesus' words, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Lord, in your mercy. Abba, Father, we lift up William's father, Jerry, who, like many of us, struggles with decreasing abilities and increasing limitations with aging. Help him and us to accept the aging process and realizing that it is part of the wages of sin that ends in death. But quickly remind us all that for those who believe our weakness is God's strength and that the death brings us to eternal life. And we pray for William too as the anniversary of his son's death approaches. Grant him peace during this time of difficulty. Lord, in your mercy. Omniscient Lord, we pray that you will continue to guide this congregation and its leaders. We pray that you would open our eyes to see our future, our ears to hear your direction, and our hearts to your loving and caring guidance. Raise up ministers to serve this and all congregations, that your people may be nourished and your gospel proclaimed. Lord, in your mercy. Father, we praise you for all of the blessings that you richly and daily pour out upon us. Help us to live each day with thanksgiving in our hearts and praise on our lips, that others may be drawn to your amazing grace. Continue to keep us in your word and empower us to trust in you in all that comes. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy and praying that your will be done through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to God our Lord. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, through whom we have received the Spirit of adoption as sons. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and singing.
Thank you.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and in the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us to do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all the glory, honor, and worship, and with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. He gave thanks, and he broke it, and he gave it to them, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And after supper, he took the cup. He gave thanks, and he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you, for the forgiveness of sins for you and for all people. Do this in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Our Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion. Your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. We share God's peace. Welcome to the Lord's table. Body of Christ, broken for you. This is the body of Christ, broken for you. The body of Christ, broken for you. This is the blood of Christ, shed for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you into life everlasting. Depart in peace. You are free. Amen. Thank you.
Welcome to the Lord's table. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. You are free. Amen. Welcome to the Lord's table. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. May the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. You are free. Amen. Welcome to the Lord's table. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. Blood of Christ shed for you. Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. You are free. Amen. Welcome to the Lord's table. may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you into life everlasting. Depart in peace. You are free. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the supper, Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and grant you his peace. Amen. If anyone has announcements, please come forward.
Because you've got to be smarter than the equipment. I would like to make an announcement. There's tons of food downstairs. We had a birthday this weekend. Dawn turned 80. And so they had a big party, and she signed up for coffee hour. So we've got salad and sandwiches and cake and stuff. So please join us. There will be more than enough to go around. Thank you.
Other announcements? A couple that I have here. If you remember a while back, we talked about a movie that was going to be shown over in Corvallis about Martin Luther. There weren't not enough people that signed up for that, so that never happened. What they have done instead is apparently bought the CD, and on Saturday, July 29th at 6:30 over at Bethlehem in Lebanon, that movie will be shown, and there will be some light refreshments afterwards. It would be a great time to get to meet some saints from the congregations that surround us. So I would encourage you to consider that. Admission is free. And I also mentioned last week that Don had a flute concert, and the food was given to the food bank. Yeah, here's the letter that we got back from them in thanks. It says, "Dear friends at Emmanuel Lutheran, Lynn Benton Food Share has received a lovely gift of donated food and all funds from a hosted event by your church. We would like to thank you for your hosting and the recent flute concert that that benefited us. The proceeds received equal over 1,100 meals for people in the need in the area of Lynn and Benton County. Thank you very much for your support. Colleen Dyrud, I guess her last name is. So, and I want to say thanks to Keith. That's not easy to do. I know I've been there. It's not easy to do, and so we thank you for that. And you know what was his message? We did something. This was an opportunity for us to do something for the folks in our community. I want to share one thing from the class this past week. I talked to a guy who is from the Kenai Peninsula. Well, he's from Wisconsin, but he's a deacon serving on the Kenai Peninsula. Two little churches up there needed someone to come up, and he volunteered to go up and serve them. And I think he and his wife spend like 10 or 12, 20 or 11 months out of the year up there serving those two churches. About 5-6 years ago, I received an email from the district that said, there's a place in Alaska that's looking for somebody to come up and serve us. And I looked at that and I thought, and Ann and I talked about this, wouldn't this be a great time? Wouldn't that be great for us to go up there and do that? But I'm not a deacon, so I can't go. But it planted the seed in my mind that I should finish the deacon classes so that I could do that. Today, this was the guy who took the job, took the place that I had thought about. My point is this. Those people planted a seed. All they did was ask for a pastor. Planted a seed in my mind. I went through the classes, and I stand here before you today because of that. So we never know what seeds we're planting. We never know if that soil is hard or soft. We just plant the seeds and let the Holy Spirit take over from there. It's my sermon for today. We sing our closing hymn. Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I will be the usher today. What? No? Go ahead. Good morning. Ah, come on, it didn't take that long.